It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Shemini, purity or holiness. Kashrut, purity or holiness. When we think about Kashrut, usually we think about Kedusha, trying to be a distinct nation. In fact, Rambam, he lists the laws of forbidden and permitted foods, Achalot Asurot, in the book of Kedusha. It's a book dedicated to holiness. However, in Parshat Shemini, there's a lot of discussion about impurity. You'll note when a kosher animal dies, if it's slaughtered properly, it's not impure. When you eat meat, the kosher meat, it's not impure. Generally speaking, a priori. However, if an animal is not slaughtered properly, then the dead meat is impure. And any animal that's not kosher, even if it dies with slaughtering, without slaughtering, the carcass is always impure. So kashrut relates to impurity. The parsha has a lot of discussions about this, which creepy, crawly things and what, if you carry them, is it about eating it, perhaps it becomes impure, what happens to certain, even talks about certain vegetables and seeds, when water falls on them, they become impure. So there's a lot of discussion about purity and impurity. At the end of the parsha, sort of summarizing everything at the end, it says that we should distinguish between that which is tame and tahor, pure and impure. It also says that you should not defile your soul, meaning you become impure. This idea of purity also comes in two forms. One is more technical, that there are things that are pure and there are things that are impure. And then there are other things that are disgusting. The word for sheketz here in chapter 11, verse 43, parallel to something disgusting is, and like creepy crawly things, is impurity. Don't defile or make disgusting your soul with all these creepy crawly things, and don't defile yourselves and you'll become defiled or impure. So there's a relationship of disgusting and impure. However, the parsha ends on the note of Kedusha as well. It says you should make yourselves holy, and you will be holy because I am holy. It speaks about holiness. Also, in Parsha Re'eh, which is almost a verbatim repetition of our parsha here, where it talks about the kosher and non-kosher animals, birds, fish, etc., it starts off by saying you are a holy nation, and that is the introduction to it. So it's not part of the purity impurity discussion, it's part of the holiness discussion. Now, when we think about it in terms of kashrut, in terms of purity, what do we say? Kashrut impurity means that something disgusting would be impure, and something beautiful, or at least it's not disgusting, that would be pure. We talk about Kedusha, talking about something else, that we know that if you want to really stop yourself from being assimilated into whatever culture you're part of, American culture, Polish culture, Russian culture, whatever, Chinese culture, wherever you happen to live, a very strong protection against assimilation is kosher. Sorry, I'd love to have lunch with you, but I can't eat with you because I keep kosher. Kosher makes the Jewish people distinct. So that's why, if you ask, you know, why does the Torah start in Parsha Re'eh, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, chapter 14, by saying, you know, you are a holy nation, and God chose you from all nations, and then don't eat anything disgusting. This is what you can eat, what you can't eat. Don't eat the pig. Well, what's the idea? Seems to be discussed, although impurity is mentioned there as well, but it's introduced as an idea of Kedusha being separate. Here we have that in the conclusion, not in the introduction. Conclusion does mention that, but we also have the element of don't defile yourselves, and that all these impure things are defiling. There's also another element. There are what makes us holy. So the Ramban has this idea, Kadesh atmecha b'mutar lach. You know how you become holy? Holy is by refraining from things that you could have partaken of. It's not so terrible. For instance, eating too much, getting drunk. No prohibition per se of getting drunk. Once a person wants to get drunk, I don't know. Again, it's Provençal, rabbis of Provence from the 13th century or so pointed out how disgusting it is to get drunk, but in theory, it's not like violating Shabbos, eating non-kosher to be drunk. But a person gets drunk, it's a lack of holiness. That's the problem. It's a lack of holiness. And since the Torah says you shall be holy, Kedoshim to you, and then our Parsha, and the Parsha known as Kedoshim, therefore, drunkenness is not appropriate. Gluttony. Really, say, I want to have two boxes of pasta for dinner. I want to have four hamburgers. I want to eat a box of donuts. I want to eat two pizzas. Maybe I'll get fat from it, but nothing, you wouldn't think there's anything prohibited about it. Comes Ramban, says, no, Kadesh Hatzmecha Mutarlach. Sanctify yourself with things that are sort of permissible. One might suggest that about kashrut. Why? Why not? Why can't you have a pig? What's the big deal? Pig, not pig. So it could be there's something special about pig that we shouldn't have. Maybe it's tameh, it's impure. It's disgusting somehow. Or no, that it simply makes us, it's something we say, you know what, I'm going to refrain from that. Even though I could eat it, it's nothing so terrible. I'm not going to eat it. Torah tells me, don't eat it, stay away from it. It's a matter of kedusha. To, in addition to not doing things explicitly disgusting, such as eating bugs, I can eat a cockroach. But even not only that, but even if I eat a cow, I'm going to do it in a way that's I first have to slaughter the meat, to drain the blood. I'm going to do it in the salt. I'm going to do it in a certain way that's prescribed by God, and therefore it'll make me more holy. It's interesting to note that in this parsha, when it talks about birds, it says that these are birds that you should stay far away from. You should view them as shekets, as something disgusting. It gives a list of those birds. And these are the birds that you could eat. However, in Parsha Re'eh, it starts off by saying, "Kol of tahor, kol tzipor tahora tochil." You should eat all the pure birds. So again, things that are kosher, are they pure? Are they on a good level? Is there something special about eating kosher? Should I go home now and eat some chicken just to be kosher? Or, no, these are the birds you shouldn't eat. And, you know, and this where you could eat this. So it's interesting whether there's a positive element when it comes to kashrut. There seems to be some suggestion of that when it comes to the Rambam. He talks about machalot asirot, forbidden foods. Let's look at how he lists the various kosher laws. He says there's a mitzvah. He says as follows: livdok to check the signs of the holy animals. It's a mitzvah to sort of know what's kosher and not kosher. So there's some sort of positive element. In addition to not eating pig, there's a positive element to know, oh, this is a cow, cows are kosher. This is a ram, rams are kosher. This is a sheep, sheep are kosher. Goat goes kosher. Elephant, not kosher. So it could be there's some positive element as well. So when the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha that we should eat kosher, I believe that the Torah introduces two elements, and perhaps even three. Number one, shekets. These are things that are tamei, things that are disgusting. Stay away from certain things, actually disgusting. Maybe seafood, certain things. Second thing is that by eating these things, perhaps kol tzipor Torah tochil, maybe there's something pure about eating this. And there's a third idea that even if something is, let's say it's neutral, but by refraining from this and eating that, it by separating ourselves from the other nations, separating ourselves from how we might just fulfill all of our desires with abandon, without any restraint. This also is a form of kedusha. That also is a form of holiness. When we do our mitzvot more broadly, are we just trying to sort of stay out of trouble, or are we trying to purify ourselves? Purity implies that there's nothing negative. Kedusha is something positive, a higher level on top of that. Are we just trying to not eat pig? Or are we trying to reach a level of Kedusha that somehow I separate myself? when I separate myself, I'm just separate. I'm like, I don't talk to these people. I don't hang out with those people. Or no, are we separate for a purpose of moving towards something, towards a certain form of behavior, towards a life dedicated to God, to learning, and things like that? Ultimately, we are Am Kadosh. We are called on to be not just a whole, a pure nation that stays away from certain things, but actually holy. What does that mean? To try to live on a higher level, even things that maybe general one might say, they're okay, they're not so terrible. But to say, I'm going to live my life a certain type of restraint that will exemplify a life of discipline, a life where we listen to God. The Rambam, when he starts off this book of Kedusha, this book of holiness, he says, Pa'amai hachen bimartecha. Prepare my path with your word. In other words, the words of the Torah, they prepare my path so that my path should be pure of anything disgusting and holy to a higher level. Va'al tashlet bi kolavin. Don't let me have any sin, perhaps by staying away from things that are disgusting, perhaps by following the laws of the Torah and letting God guide my footsteps. Maybe I could keep away from sin, things that really are disgusting, things that really are wrong. And hopefully with that, I can reach the level, not only of Tahara, of purity from impurity, but also of Kedusha, of holiness, of something positive that's created as a result of this restraint. Thank you for joining us here at the Baron Hirsch Congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And also thanks to our anonymous donor who dedicates these videos in honor of Ahavas Torah, the love of Torah. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.